It's good. Let's go.
On a cool July morning at the base of Three Step Mountain along the Guiflic River, 16-year-old Nikolai Chase leads the way through the tall grass to cross over to a waist-deep waterway sliver, separating an eddy from the mountainside. On the opposite side is a 10-foot-high, 8-foot-wide beaver dam, upon which the campers have placed a fish trap to catch juvenile fish. They're keeping an eye out for coho, chinook, and chum, as the juveniles tend to like the coarse, woody debris as a feeding habitat. But the trap comes up empty.
Nothing.
We didn't catch anything on this side.
What's the bottle? What's the bottle in there?
There's eggs in the bottle and there's holes, so the smoke can come out and some juvenile, each 5 species of fish can come in here so they can get trapped and we can sample them.
Nikolai's mother is from Utmuflok, and his father is from Nunapachuk. The group begins checking their other traps and laying out a beach seine.
I have fun going around with the kids.
James Charles came along on the trip as a camp elder. Charles has also served as an in-season manager with the Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission and received a Conservation Elder Award from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Charles was born before Alaska became a state. As a young child, he learned the importance of the river and the life it sustains. He says, quote, "My mom said, think of other people who use the fish. I learned that there are people all the way up from the mouth of the river to the headwaters above McGrath. All people want to use the fish, and all the villages are by the river, not away from it."
I'm glad that youth is learning these programs, and I like them to know, to learn what fish behavior is. They go upriver to spawn and die, and the populations are the problems nowadays. We are all growing, all the villages, and people need resourced fish, especially for their food, and I want them to be careful not over harvesting and not wasting food, but share their catch with other people who need them.
Did you see what we got? You guys want to show her what we got? Here they go, the laughing is going to start again. It'll be all day, they'll be laughing.
Janessa Escobel is the ONC Partner Fisheries biologist and organizer of the camp. She says this camp is special compared to others because of the cultural component.
Those are phenomenal programs, but they're more science, leadership, math-based programs. The cultural component isn't there, although they do engage mostly Yupik students. Yeah, students from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. My old boss, Greg Rozitska, was also very supportive, and he kind of helped guide me in the right direction to the people I really need to be put in contact with to make this happen.
The sense of history and culture is everywhere. The Guiflic fish weir the kids are working with is something that James Charles worked hard to keep open years ago. Campers begin identifying, weighing, and measuring the smolts they have caught in the beach seines. Listening to Charles and working in this place, Nikolai wants to reconnect with his heritage. He feels a part of this work. He hopes there will be healthy Kuskokwim fish populations for future generations.
Make sure we have enough fish for everyone's future.
It's a future he's eager to embark upon, which goes hand in hand with cultural knowledge. From the base of Three Step Mountain along the Guiflic River, for KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.